I might tell you a joke, but I'm not.
Nigga had to beat me to the punch.
You I was definitely about to say it. I might tell you a joke, but I'll never tell you a lie. We have a special guest with us today, man.
Yes, sir. Reveal.
What's up with it, bro?
Hey, just happy to be here, man. Really. You know,
hey man, we love to hear it.
Hey,
bro.
You happy to be here? We happy to have you here,
I ain't
man.
Gonna cap, bro. We I happy ain't even to gonna have cap, you. Bro. We've been plotting. No cap. We've low-key been plotting all your ass for a minute now. We've been scheming. We was like, oh yeah, we got to get this nigga. Once we heard that you came to Fort Valley, we was like, oh yeah, it's a wrap. We got to get this nigga out here.
They really serious, though. Like, still out there, yeah. It need it.
Hey man, this is gonna make for some good content, man. Listen, y'all, we still in our struggle phases. Have you ever, like, when you went to Fort Valley, was you struggling?
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah,
like I'm talking about struggling. Like my nigga, I'm telling you, like my bank account is on minimal right now, my nigga.
Well, see, yeah, I was struggling financially, mentally, and spiritually.
Oh. Okay.
It was a lot going on. I was lost for a minute, but then I just came back together and got myself together.
What was you going through?
Well, really, because when I first got to college, it was like basically, when I graduated high school, basically, you know, they were telling me, you know what I'm saying, like, am I going to work, go to school, work? And I was straight academic-wise, so I went to school. Mm-hmm. But then, you know what I'm saying, they tell you, you know what I'm saying, you'll figure out what you want to do, but it don't happen like that. So I'm just here. Undecided. I ain't have a major at all, really, at first.
Really?
Yeah. When did you finally declare on something? And what did you declare on when you found it?
Probably my second semester, freshman year. And I just ended up choosing ag engineering just because I knew that it was money and ag just haven't come in sense to know that. Mm-hmm. But then again, like, my journey wasn't what it's supposed to be because, like, when I first got here, when our schedules got made, we didn't have to report to our advisor. It wasn't like that. I forgot who it was, but they changed it up my junior year. So I didn't meet my advisor until I was a junior. Mm. So that's crazy.
Damn.
Because I missed out on possible opportunity that I probably could have engaged in. But
right.
In my third year, and I'm just not meeting him. He was shocked like me. I said, that's crazy.
Hold on. Yeah. You haven't met your advisor. The nigga that's supposed to be giving you classes.
Yeah.
To your third year.
It's my third year.
So you just making your own schedule?
No, it's like we had to report to the old student center. I forgot who it was, and they were just making it. But then they changed it. You had to go to your advisor, and I met him. He was like, so you've been here the whole time? I said, yeah, I've been here the whole time. Never seen you in my life.
What year did you come in?
Whew.
Hey, man.
Oh, hey. I came in 12, for all 12.
When did you graduate?
Whew, 3 years ago.
You said when you graduated?
In 19.
Oh, for real?
Oh, so just like me.
I was here for a long time. Bro.
Hold on. So, wait. I watched that TikTok of you where you was talking to God and you was flaming God.
Yeah.
You was literally using...
That real life. That
was real life.
People don't know that. That real life.
That man said... What else did you say? You said you had high cholesterol since you was a baby. Yeah.
I just let you live, though.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, man. We got a good pod for y'all today, man. Trey, start us off with the intro.
Yo, what's good, everybody? I'm Trey, and this light is fucking pissing me off. Just pick a color, bro.
Run it back.
Yo, what's good, everybody? I'm Trey.
It's your boy, Million.
And you have now tuned in to Listening to Millions.
This is deeper than a podcast. I need y'all. I want y'all to come sit down with us.
And today, we have a very special guest who low-key already introduced himself, but let us know again. Who are you, man?
Reveal in the building. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already see what's going on. We in there a bit. Mm-hmm. I can say a bit.
Yeah, of course, you can say it all.
Say all the cuss words you want to, man.
Oh, God, you can say it all. You can say whatever you want.
So before we get into everything else, just give us a little background on who you are, what you do, and things of that nature.
Right, well, I'm Reveal. I am born and raised in Macon, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? I did play sports in high school. I wrestled through shot put, played football. Mm. I don't look like it now, but. It happened though, but I just really just at that point I really didn't know, but then 2016 is when I started having a thing for comedy, and then I just started making the videos, and it just started to go. And then once like technology changed, and to get my first iPhone after so many years, and they're crazy there. Folks that love me like
iPhone?
That.
When you get your first iPhone?
I can't even remember, but it was after everybody had there.
Damn, so you were still having like the green bubble.
Yeah.
You was going through it.
Was you losing bitches off of that?
Yeah, because I ain't even want to put my phone out. It was real life. And I just, but then I got the iPhone, and I started using iMovie to edit. And then I got more. I'm like, okay, I see how that works. I'm like, okay, I see what's going on. Mm-hmm. But then, like, probably like going into 2017 is when I really just got serious with it and started pursuing it for real. And now we're here. Came to Fort Valley, graduated with a bachelor's in air engineering. It's a great degree, but my heart ain't in it, though. You know, that ain't what I love, but I mean, I got it, though.
I feel it.
So what have you been doing since you graduated?
Really just been working, trying to stack some money and take care of this and take care of that, and really just been pursuing my dreams and just working on comedy in general, just entertainment in general, just trying to see what all I can get my hands on and just continue to grow and get exposure.
So when you say you've been working, before we get into like the comedy, the content creation, like,
hey man, I told him that was going to be embarrassed.
Lawsuit.
All this, right. This is the brokest college podcast. This is the brokest podcast in the world.
Hey, we gonna have a fall in the panel counter. But yeah, so like before we get into like comedy and content creation. What do you do, like, career-wise? Like, don't tell us where you work, but what you do for work.
What you mean, like? What?
Like, what's your job? Like, are you a human resource, lawyer?
I'm just an associate. I'm an associate.
I feel it, bro. I'm
an associate.
All right. So, like, with you being an associate, because I kind of know, have an idea of where you work at. With you just being an associate, do people still be like, damn, I just watched your video. That shit was hilarious, like at work and shit like that?
Every day. Like, and I knew it was real. My first day, I ain't even walked in the building yet. Dude stopped me outside and said, he touched me too. I'm talking about Kobe, he stopped me. I'm like, bro, you made the video? Yeah, bro, you funny, boy. I'm like, damn. But it done grew so every time I'm at work, people just be knowing me.
Yeah, so you damn near famous. No, you.
Do you feel like you're famous?
To some extent, but honestly, I have signed a couple autographs.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. I be taking pictures with people. People be seeing me, student, like kid. Like it's crazy. People be recognizing me. And one time I was at Texas Roadhouse in Macon. It was a young guy. He probably 8 or 9. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can both talk to strangers, but I guess he knew my TikTok, so he trying to tell the people. No, he famous, and I'm laughing because they think, you don't know this man, but he really knew who I was. Yeah. I said, and that's how I know it deep. Like, he young, so I'm like, yeah, this serious.
Dang, serious. Bro. So, like, you don't plan on being an associate for too much longer than type shit?
Oh, no, because I can feel the change coming because it's just like what I got going on is growing, and every day it's just like, you know, I mean, I don't know how y'all feel about blue checks on Instagram, but a lot of blue checks been engaging with me,
yeah,
and coming and following me and sharing my stuff. It really been happening like that.
Cause I was just about to ask you about that. Like, how does it feel to see, like, cause it don't just be like regular ass, like, you know how we get the blue checks, it'd be like them weird ass, like, how the fuck, like, who the fuck is this nigga? Like,
we don't weird ass rapper, and they really be capping. People really be paying for them blue like, checks.
Like, it don't be them type, like, he be having legit, like, Dwight Howard type figures in it. So, like, how does that make you feel when you see, like, those real, like, those people you looked up to growing up commenting on your videos and stuff?
It's like, it's surreal because I'm just like, me? Me, like, and I'm like, I got to have some kind of greatness in me.
Yeah.
Because I just, y'all familiar with Tiffany Haddish, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, she, She really popped it off. Like,
she popped you off? Like,
I had got off work one morning and my sister texted me and she was like, Tiffany posted your video. So I got on Instagram. I'm like, wow. But see, the only thing about it, you know, people use your sound. So it wasn't my face, but it was my audio though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, so I instantly went in there, all cap. Good morning, everybody. This is me. Follow me for more content. I'm the originator of this sound. And folks started to do that. And then people started to tag me. And Tiffany, she followed me. went to my page, posted a video on her story, and told everybody that I'm the originator. And I said, that love.
Damn, that's so fire. Bro.
But like, she still, like, she don't really, I tried to, you know what I'm saying, like, talk to her about some entertainment stuff, but she didn't respond. But I can understand that. But she still be in my likes, though. And I'm like, but she still see me, though. So I'm like, okay, that's still cool that she in my likes. I'm like, that's hard, though.
Tiffany, you need an answer. Pick up. This man is pick up. He is. Stop playing with my boy. Look out.
That's crazy.
But I guess that leads me to ask, like, so you only do TikTok and Instagram. Do you try venturing off into the to different realms, or is that just your main focuses right now?
Well, it's my strong point right now, but I have done stand-up probably 15 times, and I'm still learning because it's really kind of hard, of course, because it's, like, live. You can't just cut and try it again. It's like you right there. But I done did pretty good. I had a couple shows where I'm like, okay, I could have did better. I had a show where they really were laughing at me like that, you know what I'm saying? And it just a different ball game on stage, and I just know that me getting on stage is really what's going to get me out there more, because I know Instagram, you know, my platform is there and it's still growing, but I know what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, stand-up is really, it got to happen.
So have you ever been booed before?
I never been booed before.
No hecklers, nothing?
One heckler, but it was like a positive heckler.
Oh, for real? What was it saying?
It was a white lady, but she was just, yo, Dimple so cute. Like, she kept saying that, and it's like, I'm trying to tell jokes, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like, she's like, yo, Dimple, you cheat. I'm like, oh, man.
You should have slid, bro.
I mean, I don't know. She one of them white lady that, I don't know.
What you mean?
I want to slid on that, though.
Oh, she's helping to slid. He's helping to slid on it. Well, first of all, we need to ask nobody how they doing today. So how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. My spirit's pretty high. You know, I'm feeling good.
You really doing good, or are you just telling us that?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, that's good.
Feeling pretty good, though.
For real, bro?
Yeah. I'm a little tired, though. I've been up about 24 hours.
For real?
Because see, what happened was, I worked Sunday through Wednesday, but so, like, once I got off this morning, I drove a cleaning, had a heck of an appointment at 11, and I went at 8, then I had ran a couple of errands, and I didn't want to go to sleep because I knew I was coming down here, so I've been up since 3 p.m. Wednesday.
Damn, bro.
I feel low-key bad right now.
I'm straight,
bro.
Though, because
I... You want to take a nap? We got to go.
I don't need sleep in my room, bro. If you want to go lay in my bed,
oh,
bro.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Bro, you good.
I'm straight, though. I'm straight. Yeah,
Dang. So, like, okay. So, with you having this work schedule, how do you find time to, like, you know, still do TikToks and Instagrams and stuff like that?
See, what I do, it's a lot of sacrificing because, you know, with you working, you human, you get tired, got to get some sleep. So once I get off, you know, all night at work, I'm constantly thinking of skits, and I put it in my notes. And it kind of comes easy to me because I just think of an idea, and I just kind of freestyle the voiceover I'm going to do all night at work because I got time. So either I get home and make the video, or I go to sleep and I cut my sleep short to get up and make the video because I be trying to catch the algorithm. Could that play a big role? So it's like I'm doing that. But then sometimes I'm like, I got to get some sleep because I might cut my sleep short. I'm like, I'm not getting no sleep for real. Then I got to go work 10 hours. I got to go to sleep. So I'm like, so I might try to make more than one in a day just so I can just post consistently without having to make it fresh.
And then, like, with your ideas, like, a majority of your comedy is clean. Like, it's like nothing crazy. Like, of course, you have an ass or a foot, but it's not like anything where it's extremely dirty or dark comedy. It's clean, funny stuff that a lot of people can relate to. Is that, like, purposeful, or is it something that came naturally?
It just really came naturally. You know, it came naturally. Sometimes I sit there and watch my own videos and laugh like it ain't me. Like, they're crazy. And it came naturally because I'm just like, it just flow like that. I don't know. It just happened like that. I never really had the urge to just be on some hardcore comedy where it just, oh, I don't know about that one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just do what I do. It just happened how it happened. I can't explain it.
So be honest with me, bro. With you being a content creator and still being an associate at a job, like, what do you find yourself putting more time into? The job or your TikTok content? Well, your content in general.
It's my content because at work, it's just a job. Mm-hmm. I have no attachments or nothing to worry about once I'm off. It just, I'm just there getting some money. But then once I'm not there, I'm just strictly comedy. Mm. Just strictly comedy. Man, but sometimes some ideas came from my job too, just being there amongst women and managers. Sometimes content comes from them just being there.
Right.
Put it in the video. Ride with it.
I feel it, bro. I feel it, bro. And Trey, how are you doing today, my guy?
Man, I'm doing good, bro. I'm glad you asked me today. You would have asked me that shit yesterday. I would have been pissed the fuck off. But I'm doing good today.
Why you say that?
Bro, all right. So I was on the way to the gym. I was meeting my boy Tyler in the gym. It might have been the day before yesterday. But I was going to meet my boy Tyler in the gym, right? So as I'm going there, you know, you can't just go to the gym without listening to music. Like, you got to get in that mode. You got to get in the mindset.
Facts.
So I'm scrolling through my library trying to find the right song, right? And I get pulled over. And what pissed me off about the fact that I get pulled over is not, I was in the wrong. I did the wrong thing. I ain't gonna lie. I had my phone in my hand. Mm-hmm. But I knew the person who pulled me over. She went to Fort Valley too. We had a connection. So I'm like, all right, bet. Like, I say the officer name. Like, come on. Like, you gonna fuck with me. First thing, when I call her by a nickname, she's like, nah, I'm Officer So-and-So.
Like, I think I know who you're talking
about. Like, yeah. So he dropped the balls on me. Like, I'm Officer So-and-So. I'm like, okay.
Oh,
I was like, okay. She was like, do you know why I pulled you up? I was like, yeah, I was on my phone trying to find a song. She was like, let me see your license. I said, okay. She come back and she has a citation in her hand. And I'm like, come on, dog.
Really? Yeah, that's tough.
I'm like, and she like holds, and she acting like I'm not, like, she's ignoring the fact that I'm like, bro, I know you. And she's just straight up ignoring that shit. I'm like, bro, like, come on. And that was at the end of the day. At the beginning of the day, I go down to my car, right? The center console is open. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and I'm walking with my girl, because me and my girl, like, we got the same age. We have damn near all the same classes. So we finna go to class and shit. And I'm like, bro, like, did you leave my center console open? Like, why would you do that? Because I thought she had left, because she had some lip gloss in there that she left. So I thought she was, like, she had left it open when she did that. Whole time, we get to the car, everything that was in my center console is out, like, on the middle, on the seats, everything, like, oh, that was in the backseat and bags. All rabbits, like, people, like, somebody broke in my car because I left my car door unlocked. Mm. So I'm like, damn. I go to campus police to tell them, like, hey, like, they breaking in cars by building two. They gonna tell me, oh yeah, we know. They do it every night from 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. So you gonna tell me
what?
That you know that they breaking in cars, you not gonna put somebody out there? They got me, nigga. Like, damn.
Some gotta give.
I'm like, the police officers around this bitch is useless, bro. If they know you, they don't fuck with you. And when you need them, they don't help you. That shit is crazy.
I mean, but I feel like that's just Fort Valley in general. For the longest I've been coming here, like when you came on campus, did they ID you?
Did they?
Yeah.
Today.
No, I just kind of came through with a smile. Hey. And she was just, hey, baby, how you doing?
Yo.
They're really dangerous, though.
That's dangerous as hell.
I could have had about 6 bombs on me. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is.
You could have took this place down if you really wanted to.
And she just chilling.
I'm telling you, bro, like, golly, man. They need to fix that, bro. So are you going to, like, did they say they was going to look through the cameras or anything? Or?
Nah, all right, so nothing was taken out of my car but 3 packs of gum. I mean, I want that gum back because my breath kind of funky right now. But other than that, like, I mean, so it was like, I really just went to tell them, like, hey, like, I ain't no hood nigga. I'm a snitch. I ain't gonna cap you. I'm a tell. So I was like, hey, they breaking their cars. Like, y'all got to do something about this. Like, but they was,
I need Craig and Day-Day, whatever.
But they was just like, oh yeah, we know and shit. So, but it was like, it was nothing to report or nothing because they ain't take nothing. They just went in my shit. It made me feel uncomfortable. That's pretty much it. But how are you doing, Million?
Shoot, I'm really good, bro. Honestly, today, I ain't got no too much stories or anything like that. I had a pretty productive day, pretty nice day. I just chilled out and just vibed, man. I'm just ready. I was excited all day. I was planning this out all day. And that's about it, bro. I'm just glad that you popped out, man. Especially hearing that you stayed up like 24 hours, bro.
This will happen all the time. It was just a day. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't try to. I mean, I don't even know why I started cleaning like that. I just got in the cleaning mode. I just went to cleaning. And I said, I got an appointment at 11. Might as well stay up for that.
Right.
And I said, dang. Might as well go eat some. Ran a cup of air. And I said, well, it's 3:50 now. Ain't the point of going to sleep.
Damn, bro.
At that point.
Shit, I know you about to sleep like a bear when y'all get back home, bro. No cap. Yeah. So what's our first topic for today, Trey?
Well, I wanted to ask you personally, like, social media, right? You're building a platform online. And we've seen in the recent years and even recent weeks, like, people have been getting their platforms completely taken away from them. People like Andrew Tate. In the past, we've had people like... Is it picking up?
Nah, you're good.
All right. So in the past, we had people like Donald Trump completely lose their platform. And is my question to you is really to everybody in the room. Do you think that censorship is a necessary evil and for us to have like a social media-based society?
And when you say censorship, you mean like...
Like, because...
Like, being language. Able to report... No. Being able to take away somebody's page if they cursing too much type shit.
It's not fair. I don't agree with that. Because, you know what I'm saying? I don't cuss often, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But they have took down some of my videos. Some for good real? Ones. I got an account warning right now.
What?
We've been on strike three for the longest.
Yeah, I'm just... And it's crazy because I'm just like... It's so much more crazy stuff on social media than what I'm posting. I'm like, you bothering me? Mm-hmm. Like, they tried to get me for a comment. My comment said, I said, no, nah, with a laughing emoji.
Yeah.
And I had to appeal that.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I said, no, what kind of harm is in no, nah? I had to appeal it. I'm like, what?
Crazy, bro.
Nah, I'm not going to lie.
That's crazy. Like,
because, like,
the videos we post that get... They deserve strikes, right? But I'm not gonna lie. Like that, like one video we got strike. It was talking about corn. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about something completely different, but we used corn as a prawn.
Like corn.
Yeah, corn.
Yeah.
So we talked about another video. We talked about ex. You speaking at your ex's funeral.
Yeah.
What would you say? I was thinking of somebody at that time, so I knew what I wanted to say. Things like that. So it was like
The other one was really where I was like, I knew it was gonna fuck up because we went to
Orange Beach.
We went to Orange Crush in Savannah for the beach, right? This nigga got on top of the damn lifeguard thing, like that little lifeguard building that they be having. Mm, he got on top of it, and he was drunk as hell. And I recorded it, and the nigga beside me was like, "Tell his ass to jump! Tell his ass to jump!"
Oh,
and then it made it worse because that nigga actually did jump. I was like, yo. But that was another strike for us.
If that video would have stayed up, that bitch would have had a million views. I swear that bitch would have had a million. No but cap. Yeah, but that's not really the censorship like we're speaking. Because like what I'm saying is like more of a thing where like, all right, so for example, the Andrew Tate guy, like, are you familiar with him?
I heard that name before.
It's the, you know, you ever been scrolling through TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, you see the bald dude with the sunglasses on, sometimes they have his shirt off, telling us about how men are so much stronger than women and shit.
I ain't came across him yet.
Oh,
I heard his name before, Andrew Tate. I heard that name before.
Well, that's his thing. Like, he's like one of those, he's in the manosphere, and he does the red pill talk. So it's like, he tells men like, hey, this is what a man should be, this, that, and the third, right? But the way he does it is kind of insensitive to women. So like, that's where the problem lies, but... In my eyes, I'm like, okay, I don't agree with everything this dude says, right? Like, he's not the perfect human being. Nobody has every answer. But he says some valuable things that I feel like some young men need to hear. And just because he said some dumb shit, too, doesn't mean you need to take away everything he's built. You feel me?
I feel you.
And, like, even with the I don't agree with the – well, the only time I can see somebody losing their platform and actually, like, understand the reason behind it is Donald Trump. But other than that, like, if you're not a major political figure, I don't feel as if you should take away my access to Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube just because you don't like the way I say things. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
And see, with your videos getting shut down, you know what's crazy? Like, I remember when we got our first strike because I knew we would... I think, was it? We was cursing or something.
First strike.
And they gave us our first... No, they took down a video.
I'll go to all of them. Hold up.
It was something light, though. I promise you it wasn't nothing too bad. But the next day, I sent Trey a video of a woman breastfeeding a baby. I'm like, and like her titty and everything, like her nipple was out.
But
and I'm like, yo, like why are they letting Nash slide? It was a white woman, bro.
But and the thing about it was the baby one in that video, but for a half a second. like the whole video, she was just. And then the baby finally came in at the end. They were like, oh,
that's why you're doing this.
I'm like, what?
But still, cool, though, bro. Like,
do you think that there's like racism within the algorithm?
It's like, I naturally want to say, yeah. I hate to say that. I don't even like using the word hate.
Really?
But it's crazy because it's just like, it's something wrong. Because I remember, like, you know, because lately, you know, my video, I mean, normally I was averaging like 100K.
Right.
Or higher. But lately, you know what I'm saying? It might be 60K, 80K. Mm. But see, I feel like one time I caught TikTok in a situation because everybody like instant gratification. So right. You might post something and go back and check to see what it did. And one time, I never forget. I posted a video at 258. 308, I went back. I had 50 views. I said, no, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
You have 400,000 people.
You know what I said, ain't no way. I took it off. I took it off.
Okay, I'm glad we're not the only ones that do that. Like,
I took it off.
Don't get like, the views that we want.
Y'all
we take
trying
that
me
shit
at
down.
This point. I'm like, ain't no way. Because yeah, I got like 10 videos that they got a million plus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ain't no way I got 50 views in 10 minutes. No, something ain't right.
Right.
You trying me at this point.
Do you get paid when you get those million plus video view videos? Or like, how does that work?
Well, they base it off of watch time, the views and shares and some petty stuff. They base it off of if people watch the whole video. Mm-hmm. That don't make sense to me. I'm like, I mean, but I but yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's starting to increase.
Right.
Now I kind of got into the creator fund last year in September. And it's starting to go up now, but it's like with all they're taking stuff down and views and I guess shadow banning, it just like it making a difference. I'm like, this ain't right. Cause I mean, I might post some stuff and before I did the creator fund, it just go up. I'm looking like, okay, we turned. But now it just like, it might hit. And I'm like, okay. But I know what it used to do. And I'm like, I'm not crazy. Some not right. Like
right.
Somebody was holding me or something ain't right.
And that's what's crazy, bro. So, like, how do you continue to, you know, keep going, though? Like, what keeps you going, even though you see that they're holding you back?
Well, really, my mom, she might be my biggest fan.
Damn, for real.
So, it's just like, because she see everything. She laugh at everything. She funny, too. Mm-hmm. Not on some comedy, but, you know, she funny, too. But I just be, you know what I'm saying, I just keep going, because she be looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like... Some of her coworkers I done met be talking about me because she be promoting me at work. I'm like, that's deep, you know what I'm saying? And, but yeah, I just really just know what really them blue checks. I'm like, okay, if Tiffany Haddish, forget what TikTok, I'm going to just keep going. I'm like, because at this point, but you know, it's crazy. I mean, because I just know that God video, you know, that's the one that's the most viral, but it ain't got the most views, but. It's the most viral because I know when she posted it, people like Anthony Hamilton commented on it.
Dang.
Steve Urkel.
Dang.
Jaleel. Well, I said, Steve Urkel? I said, it's serious.
It's serious.
I
said, it made it to Steve.
I told y'all, I said, man. People we looked up to growing up.
That's
man.
Crazy. I'm trying to, it just, a couple of music producers, Jazzy Faye, mm-hmm. Sunny Digital.
Dang.
I'm looking like, wow. Like it just, I'm like, it's crazy. I'm like, really? Like, just they just laugh, and I'm like, it's a couple guys in the league that fuck with my stuff. I'd be like, this crazy. Like, you know, play for the Jets, Chiefs, Bills. I'm like, but they got the means. So I'm like, these boys in the league. I mean, it just like, wow, you really seeing me? I'm like, and I tell them who's seeing me. I'm just keep it going. I'm like, this crazy.
That shit, like you said, you feel it. Like, you feel it coming. I can see it, bro. Like, it's on the way, bro. It's on the way. You know what's crazy, though, bro? This isn't my first time meeting you. I don't know if you remember the first time that I met your ass.
Oh, man.
But it was at a, I think it was a, I don't want to say it was a red light party or anything like that. But it was, a lot of Kappas over there, and it was over at Dre's house.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you was a little tipsy, bro.
Oh, yeah. I see what's going on.
I see what's going on. I see where it's going.
I see what's going on. Yeah, yeah.
My man was a little tipsy, man. And he just fell in the garage.
Oh, like, oh, boy. Wow. Wow. I fell in the garage. I did fall because, see, like, it was kind of dog, and I was trying to position myself, and I just fell. I'm like, what's going on? I'm not bent like this. I don't know what happened. I just.
Yo.
I did fall.
Oh, my God. Some hoes helped you up, though. I was
like, I was like, boy, I can't believe I just did that.
I was like, bro, I was like, man, if y'all don't help this man, he famous. Like, yo, help this man up, bro. Yo, you know, he does not need to be on that floor for too much longer. Get this man up. That's crazy. Bro.
I remember that wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Forgot about that. So you still be partying and shit like that then?
Here and there. I mean, I don't really have the urge to try to look for every party. You know, I just, but somehow it'll get back to me.
Right.
This going on, that going on. I just decide if I want to engage or not. It just depends on how I'm feeling.
I feel it.
I don't know. I really be trying to like chill. I be trying to replace the partying with just writing my comedy. But I just been trying to get more discipline with that because it's just like, you know, just being here on earth, it's just so many distractions and it's like so many things you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I'm just like trying to focus and just be disciplined really because I got something and I'm trying to prepare myself because I know an opportunity coming and I just want to be ready.
And see, I've been watching a couple of your skits and like I be hearing like quotes from the Bible and stuff like that. How close are you to God? Like for real, for real?
I really pray every day, you know, and I know we as a person, I fall short every day, you know, we all sin. You know what I mean? I just continue to go to him and pray because I'm just like, nobody perfect, you know, I don't use it as an excuse, but I just continue to go to him and just try to stay positive and just put it in the past and try to do better the next day and just try to just learn from my mistakes and just keep it going and try to just do better. I mean, because it's a lot going on, and I don't want nothing to mess up my blessing because I'm just being undisciplined.
Right.
I mean, I'm just it's tough because it's life. Like it's just life. Like you just self-control. It's just so much. It's so much. Temptation.
Yeah, man. You felt temptation recently though?
Every day. I mean, it just, I don't know. I guess it's mainly focused on women. But
that's your main temptation right there.
It probably is. Like
that's just everybody's main distraction.
Do y'all think that women like kind of distract y'all from like the grind for real?
It depends on the type of women you surround yourself with. That's really all it is.
Yeah, I mean, because I was thinking like, you know, because a lot of people, even my mom, my auntie, a lot of female friends ask me why I don't have a girlfriend. I just feel like it ain't the moment because I just got this going on and it's working. And I'm just like, I be trying to make sure my own emotions straight. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? If I'm arguing with her, now I'm throwing it off. Probably made a skit in 3 days because we arguing.
Right.
Now I ain't on my grind because of another human being. Mm-hmm. That's just how I look at it at the moment.
I was gonna ask you, have we ever had a point in time where like, man, hey bro, I don't even feel like recording because of a chick. I'm trying to think.
You've definitely had your girl call and interrupt it.
Yeah, but I think because I remember because when we first started, Mill was going through his thing, and when as of recently, I was going through my little issue or whatever. But I don't think like we ever stopped because of that. You know what I'm saying? Like I think we'll be a little thrown off and make fun of each other during it. But I think that's because it's like two of us.
Yeah.
And I brought that up to say, like, since it's just you, do you think it's a little bit harder to stay motivated? Because, like, when one of us slack, like, Mill's on my shit. Mm. When Mill's like, I'm on his shit. So it's like, it's never a point in time where it's like one of us, like, we're both kind of out. I mean, of course, it's days where both of us don't feel like doing shit. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, we always have somebody to push the other person. Is it kind of different since it's just you?
At times it can be, but with me believing in God like I do, it's like he always send me some kind of confirmation. Keep going. Like, I remember, like, well, I be having ups and downs, you know, that come with life. And then sometimes when I'm not feeling myself, it's crazy how my job is. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy what a cute girl can do. Like, it's just like, because, see, I remember one day I was at work. I don't know. I guess I just wasn't being disciplined. I just felt like in my spirit, I'm just like, I'm not doing right. I'm not focused. I don't know. I'm like, I got this going on. People still seeing me. Boy, you funny. But I'm the whole time, I'm still keeping a poker face because I'm really not. My spirits aren't hot at the time. But then it's just like a girl might quote my video and I'd be like, wow, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's petty, but it's like so that little smile and smirk and quote just make me. I don't know. I can't explain.
So you're saying women motivate you too then?
At the same time.
At the same goddamn time. I fuck with it, though. I fuck with it. Because these hoes be motivating my ass, too. Go on, nigga. Hey, when I get a female, be like, I saw your little podcast. I be like, oh, yeah, you did. You saw it.
That means something, though. That means something to you. Once somebody say
no
something.
No cap, bro. All
right. But before, okay, before we go back into that, I just have a quick question, bro, because it came to my mind because we were talking about girls. All right, so. You familiar with the close friends function on Instagram?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the close friends function on Instagram?
Of course.
All right, so my question to you is, what is that supposed to be used for?
Well, see, naturally, with the way my mind set up, you know, I'm thinking society's so freaky.
Don't put it on society.
It just seemed like you... It's gonna be some kind of nudity on there, but they be cooking Alfredo. I don't know. I'm just. It's crazy.
It's like no cap. It's like you really just teased me on the low, bro.
Yeah, and sometimes they might post, like they might put a post in a close friend, wish I had somebody to lay up with, and I'd be like. Then I say something, and then, are you so crazy? What?
I'm him.
Yeah, I ain't doing that right now. I'm off today.
There's no way you're still getting dubbed, like, with all the followers you got, bro. There is no way.
I'm really humble. You know, people tell me I'm too humble. Sometimes people tell me to pop my shit. But I don't know. I always been like this, though. I just always been humble. Like, I mean, even though, because every day I'm like, wow. I mean, just in January, I had 7,000 followers. Now I got 32K. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. It just happened. I'm like, it just
exploded.
It's just crazy.
And I'm saying, like, whenever a girl denies you and be like, oh, you so crazy, just pop your shit. Be like, bitch, I got 32,000.
You lucky I'm in your DM right now.
Watch out.
You
lucky.
You won a 32K.
You won a 32.
Oh, bitch, look. Y'all here. All right. Hey, I don't even know if I'd be on it like that. I don't even know if I would say something like that. I don't even know.
I feel
that crazy, like, yeah. I don't know.
No, I ain't gonna cap, though. This specific person, and she gonna know, took us out her close friends, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Me and it hurt us.
It hurt me for sure.
To the core.
It hurt me for sure. Like, denial, it really hurts. Like, I still hate getting denied by women, bro. Because I'd be like, yo, like, you don't know who I am? Like, it's not even, like, because I know I'm not, like, up here, but I just be like, you don't know who I am yet.
Like, I feel that.
Like, you don't know who I'm finna be, bitch.
You don't
Come
know
on.
Who I'm finna be for real.
I feel that.
But, like, I said that, I'm like, dang.
We down three?
We're down three.
We going down, bro. We going down.
We really, it's about to be fun. Hey, just watch out. Hey, look. Refunds ain't dropped yet, man.
Refunds ain't dropped. We about to be pulling up the scatty patties when refunds drop.
I know how the refund be. The refund's here.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
I used to go to American Deli. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, so like, what was the dumbest purchase you've ever had with your refund? Because they be coming in clutch, but then you be really thinking that money is yours.
I can't even remember. The dumbest purchase?
Shit,
I can't even remember. Like,
I ain't even count some of our dumbest purchases are sitting in this room right now as we speak.
I know for me, bro, I got my refund. I bought a katana, a hamster. A katana is a sword.
Wait,
and
nigga,
a speaker.
Hold up.
Pause. And then shoes.
You bought a hamster, nigga?
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
Where's the fucking hamster? Hamsters live for like 14 years.
No, they live for 4. That nigga disappeared, though. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, that nigga gone, though. I ain't gonna cap,
this
bro.
Nigga
that
lost
nigga gone.
His hamster.
But like, I've done some stupid shit when I get money in my hands. Like, when you get up there and you get money for real, are you gonna be saving it? Like, how are you gonna be with your spending?
I am, bro. I do wanna save. I am working on it because I'm I'm terrible at it right now because it just self-control. It just, it really like impulse buying. You know, you just could be chilling and be like, I got some money. Let me go to this store and see what they got in here. Even though I might not need it, just knowing I can get it, that's a bad thing.
That's the worst, bro.
Just
I want to save, though. Like, I just.
That's what I want to say. It just shit, crazy. Don't we all, bro? Don't we all? Like, what's your saving strategy? Do you have a saving strategy, though?
Well, normally, like, well, I've been trying to stop eating out, so I just started buying groceries and trying to cook a little something just to save. And then I get paid every week, so once I do get paid again, the money that I had from last week, I try to put it in the savings and try to do it like that. Because, I mean, even if it's just $80, I mean, just put it in the savings and just let it build up and just keep doing the same thing.
I'm so sorry, bro. Like, our tiles are just falling down on you, bro. Like, I'm so sorry, bro.
Oh, that one coming.
I'm so sorry. This is so embarrassing, bro.
I said we've got the super glue. Is what happened was we had some nail glue from the shout out to my neighbor, but my neighbor gave us some nail glue, but it ran out somewhere in there, and I think we're seeing where it ran out at because we had no real super glue. But
yeah, this is embarrassing.
I think it's funny.
I'm sorry. It is funny because we're gonna look back at this and be like, "Damn, you remember when these tiles were falling down on that nigga, bro?"
Back in Roy's
like,
fucking
really
face.
Really couldn't afford tape for real, nigga. I'm dead ass sitting here like, "Yo, I can't afford tape." I'm so serious. Like, I'm begging for those refunds to come in, bro. No lie, bro.
But no, so I guess when we were talking about school and refunds and stuff, I was scrolling through Twitter. Like, just over, like, weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's like a new viral teacher is on Twitter, like, every week. And I'm like, damn, like, I ain't never had a teacher look like that when I was in high school, middle school. Especially elementary school. Like, I guess elementary school probably had the cutest teacher. Only one.
Yeah, I agree. Elementary.
But it's like, these new age school teachers, like, it's something different.
Yeah, and it's crazy because it just... It's some teachers that went here that teaching now, and I'd be like, wow.
Like, I would love to be in your classroom right now.
Like, because knowing how you look, knowing how you look, I'm like, wow, I couldn't imagine being you my teacher.
As I'm going through puberty.
Oh, that cold, yeah.
You're going to be my teacher.
I'm in detention every day, man. For no reason.
That was one of my favorite, like, no cap, that was, like, my number one fantasy to have, bro. Like, when I first started getting into corn, you know, when I first started getting into corn, I swear that was, like, one of the first searches that I did. Female teacher, male student. And, bro, I would just go, like, damn, like, because I did have one of those bad teachers that y'all was talking about.
Boy, that's
I
sick.
Remember her name. Never. I ain't going to say it, but goddamn, Miss Watson was fine.
I ain't never. Bro, I had one. It was a Jamaican teacher named Mrs. Hicks, but she wasn't like the ones I see on Twitter, though.
Yeah.
She was built like a Jamaican track runner, bro. I looked gorgeous.
Damn.
I was like, oh, my God. She was married to a white man, though. That hurt my heart. All that black beauty. Kind of
Look at that. Still got a little Fort Valley.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Said white man. Damn.
Dang.
Damn, they taking everybody, though. They took Serena Williams, bro. Who else they got, bro? They taking, like, that's, like, black women love to talk about how, like, white women are taking all of us and shit like that. But these white men is really sneaky about it.
They eat.
They eat too now.
I'm eating.
And I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Somebody said they do it for sport.
Ooh.
It's just something to prove. I got a black bit.
Ooh, that's a conspiracy theory right
now. Nigga, that ain't no conspiracy.
No, because that's some real shit though.
Yeah.
Like, why? They're always competing with us. They always are, bro.
Yeah.
For some reason, they love competing with us. In sports, in in dick sizes. Like, they love comparing themselves to us, bro. And they know that we're just a slightly bit better. So they do whatever they can to shut us down, bro.
You used to compare your dick to white kids, bro?
Did I compare my dick to white kids? No. Like, but you hear that, you hear this shit all the time. They never say that about no white man.
I ain't gonna cap.
What? What? What the fuck you mean? I ain't gonna cap.
Oh, my fault, bro. Continue.
Oh, shit.
What?
I'm playing, bro. It's a joke.
That ain't no joke, man.
Hey, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to the channel.
That ain't sound like no joke, nigga. What the hell?
All the actions, bro. Hey, don't forget, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, at Listening to Millions, Twitter, L2M Podcast. What were you saying, though, man? Shout out to the Culture Lab, man. We recorded an episode with my not-so-ex-girlfriend there, what, like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago? Maybe even less than that. But so we recorded an episode there, and I was scrolling through their page, and on their page, they posted a reel, and it was this girl. I forgot the name of the podcast. Y'all gonna watch this. Just comment the name of the podcast that it was in the comments. But she was a stripper, and she said, what's good, boy? When she said, if you have sex with a condom, the body don't count. And I just want to ask, do you think, like, is that a fact?
I think they're just silly.
But hear me out. All right, so I have my friend Jared, right? My friend Jared, he said, okay, think about it like this. You put on some gloves, right? You go wash your hands. If you take the gloves off, are your hands still dirty?
Oh, hold on, man. Man, I ain't been sleeping. Hold on. So you said if you wash your hand with gloves on and take them off, are your hands still dirty?
Are your hands still dirty?
They got to be still dirty.
So, okay. So... So, if I put my penis inside this girl, right, but I have on a piece of rubber, if my dick was clean before it went in, it's going to be clean after it went in, right? Therefore, we never.
They're tough. I mean, but I just feel like the body got to count. That's silly, bro.
I'm going to say it like this. Shit, you ain't finna take away my body.
He ain't finna tell me
I only got what 10 bodies. No.
Just cause you wanna keep your body counting three.
I'm saying.
But nah, the reason why I told that analogy is because I just wanted Jared to see live how dumb he sounded. The body count, I think why the girl said that is, bro, cause girls wanna keep low body counts, right? So if it's any way to invalidate a nigga. Anyway, like, you know how sometimes they be like, his dick was too little, it don't count. Like, bitch, I hit.
Yeah, I still hit.
You opened.
I got a question.
Okay.
Do y'all believe in soul ties?
For sure. You ever had sex with a girl on her period?
No, but I think that's why I had a soul tie.
That's what I do.
I don't necessarily, like, when you say soul ties, go ahead and explain.
Well, from what, the knowledge I'm thinking I'm having, that sounded crazy, but it's like, I think it's really, if you're having raw sex with a chick, I just really feel like it's something about the spirit, just raw flesh, just connecting. It's something that you leave with. I think I might have had one. Maybe I need to find more information on it, but I was fooling with one chick and it was just like, I felt like something finna happen. Like, my mind was like, I'm like, something happened. I just, it's like, my mood was just off for no reason. And it just like, you know what I'm saying? But then when I see her, I'm back normal. I'm like, what the hell wrong with me? Hold on. Why when I see her, I feel different? It was just weird. Like, I don't know. I was feeling crazy. I don't know what was wrong. I'm like, I can't even explain it. I just knew something went right.
So when you seen her, you felt normal, but when you left her, you didn't?
When I left, I still felt normal, but then I just, you know what I'm saying? We'll still be texting and FaceTiming and whatnot, and I just felt like I was stuck on her. I don't know why.
Like addicted type shit?
Yeah, but it's like, it's like she had some kind of indirect control over me or some shit, but it was just weird. Like,
or she casted a spell over
me. I hope not, but.
I hope not.
I'm straight now, though. Yeah, I'm straight
now, bro.
He beat that case.
Y'all don't think that like females really be putting up? Like,
I'm gonna tell you what it is, bro.
To my own witchcraft.
Yes, bro.
But because in my job, it's a lady. I'm not sure about how the prophets still work, but she sometimes she be at where she be saying somebody here doing witchcraft. And I'm looking like, because she said sometimes she walked past women and they spirit be snarling at her. And I'm looking like, you know, I don't really know, but so I'm looking like, I don't know how to feel. But right. I'm like, but she be saying that. Like, she can read people and stuff. I'm looking like,
this low-key off topic as fuck, but you just unlocked the memory I completely forgot about, bro. So when I was working at the airport, I was like 18 years old. And it was this dude who worked with me, bro. He was one of my direct coworkers. I always push wheelchairs, bro. And I'll never forget it. He used to always say, like, he was a prophet. He was a prophet. He was a prophet. And I'd be like, bro, what, like, what are you talking about? So, like, and he said, like when he first stood up, he said, I'm a prophet of the end days. And I'm here to tell you that the world is about to end. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm talking, this is training. Like, he trying to keep his job. Like, they can get rid of your ass right now. That's how he introduced. I'm hearing it. Like, he's telling. But every time he spoke to me, bro, he would tell me about, because he said, I sense good inside of your spirit, and I feel like you're special. But I just had to tell somebody about all the evil that's going on in here. And he felt like I was the only person he would trust. And I'd go home every day. I'd be like, mama, this nigga crazy. Like, but I don't know how I felt about that shit. Because I'm glad that he picked me to be a good one.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm like, what type of evil is this nigga talking about?
I call that cap. Because I call that cap because if you talk to any nigga good, all of a sudden you a good ass nigga too.
Yeah.
Like, let's keep it a being. Because you are one of the most evil niggas I know.
I'm fucking around.
But nah, that's crazy. So like, you think that nigga really was, like, when did he say the end of days was happening?
Bro, as soon as I met this nigga. And then, like, he would be
did
like.
Did he give you a date as to
when? Nah, he would be like, I don't know when, but I know it's coming.
And then everybody says that.
But he'll point. And I hate.
If that shit happened today, I told you.
But I hate it because he'll point at stuff like stuff in the Bible. Like, this was before COVID. Uh-huh. So he said, they said there will be, he low-key predicted COVID. I ain't gonna cap, because he said there's going to be a pandemic coming. He did say that, and that was in like 2018. So he did say, but like he would point at like at the time we had a conflict with China. He was like, so we about to go to war with them, or conflict with Russia, we about to go to war. Like, he was like pointing out all the shit. I'm like, but now, all the shit he was pointing at, like COVID, the war with Russia, that shit kind of coming to. So, hey, I forgot your name, cub, but if you see that bit, let me know something. I think you still got I gave you my phone number.
Man. Niggas been preaching that the end of the days was coming since the 60s, since the before then.
And it's all, it was a dude named Samad. We had Samad on. When we talked about that with him, it was just like, he was like pointing at like men will wear women's clothing and stuff like that. But in all honesty, it's always going to be something going on at this current point in time that you can point at the Bible. You can point at the Quran. You can point at the Torah. Like, it's always going to be something that you can relate to. Because, yeah, now dudes is wearing dresses and stuff. But in the 1800s, they was putting on makeup. Yeah. Men wearing women's clothing and wigs. So it was like, it's always going to be something you can point to and say, oh, yeah, the end of the world about to come. At least in my eyes. In that world, like, there was wars back then and everything. Like, it's always going to be something you can put. Pandemics, I mean, the Black Plague, it's always something that you can point to and be like, oh, yeah, this is going to be the end of the world for real.
So, Roy, how did you get over Shoddy, the witch Shoddy? Because it definitely sounds like she's a witch. you was itching and scratching for her.
No, it was just crazy. But, I mean, it just, we got on, we just kind of just fell off. But it went on bad turn. We just kind of just stopped talking. But eventually, I just, it's crazy. I just started to feel myself again. And I'm like, that was weird. Like, it was crazy.
Damn. The fact weird. That you have to feel yourself again after dealing with somebody.
That's crazy.
Michael, all right, so did you feel that way about your ex?
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. To this day, I still think my ex is a witch. And I have reasons as to why, though.
I have a question. But did you have sex with her while she was on her period? Like,
ever? Nigga. Let me tell you. Listen, all right. No cap, because I've really been wanting to tell this story. Like, if I died, like, soon or some shit like that, I'm sure it was that girl. Because, like, no, on some real shit, right? On some real shit. She had a book. I remember when we first started dating, she had a book, and it was like something spells. Like, 100 ways or something to cast spells on somebody and shit like that. And I never really liked
her. I would have left her ass alone right there.
I never really liked her like that, though. Like, the first time we dated, I didn't really like her. I was just trying to fuck, for real, right? But I slowly see myself starting to get more and more attached to her ass, right? So all of a sudden the book disappears. I never heard about that again. But now it like in the last couple of years that we started, I mean, before we started breaking up, right? She would be talking about like Ifa, which is voodoo type shit, how she would be researching shit like that. And I know that Ifa isn't necessarily voodoo, but she was into that shit. Yeah. Like, she was researching that shit for some reason. And she was into that scary shit. And I remember, like, the last couple of nights that we was with each other before she left, it was, I had this crazy-ass dream. Like, I was sleeping, and it was so realistic. It was all pitch dark. It was pitch black. And I hate sleeping in complete darkness because the dreams seem too real. So I had a dream that she was a witch, and she was just chasing me all around the spot. And so, like, I would wake up, but it's pitch black, right? I would wake up. Listen.
He said, you stayed for too long, nigga. That day you fucked up.
For real. I would wake up, like, and it's pitch black, and, like, I would see her. But then it feels like I'm dreaming, but I couldn't differentiate if it was a real dream or if it was fake. And I'm just going through a loop, my nigga. And she will always have these crazy ass dreams at like 3 o'clock about like how demons was like locking her up in a room and shit like that. Bro, she scared the shit out. And that's not even the worst part. We finally break up. Her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend, that nigga passed away. He was pretty young, at the age of like 22 or some shit. That nigga, it's just crazy. Hey. And she would always say, like, we used to act like each other type shit. Like, I'm low-key on guard. And, like, the way this nigga died, like, damn, I can't believe I'm putting all this out here.
I'm praying for
like,
you.
Like, this nigga. they said that this nigga was walking and a car hit him out of nowhere.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh, nigga, and you asked me if I used to have period sex with her.
Yeah.
I remember at one point that's all we was doing.
Oh yeah, she got your ass. That's what it was, bro. That's how that one got me. The one that just took my car key and went over to straw practice. That's how her ass got me.
What?
Yeah. I'm 100% because I ain't never felt this strongly about a girl till I met her. It's period sex, but I'm 100% convinced. And I feel like she knew it. She just took advantage of me when I was weak. I love you, though. I love you. It's a joke. I promise you, baby, it's a joke.
They always do say that. They say don't eat a woman's spaghetti because if she puts some type of period blood in there, she got your ass for life.
I heard that. I heard about that, too.
So it's like, I used to eat. I used to eat.
Hold up. Are we talking about theoretical spaghetti?
I believe that for y'all's imagination.
He said, you have now tuned in and listened to millions.
I'm going to leave that for y'all's imagination. But I'm low key scared. So, like, real shit, though, like, if some shit does happen, it might be her. Like, no real cap, no real shit. That nigga was hooked on her ass, too, bro. It was crazy, like.
And you know what's crazy? That's how my girl ex is. Like, he still be hitting her up. Like,
that nigga was sending her flowers. That nigga was sending her, like, way years after.
Yeah, saying it's been years, but he still be like, he had sent her a long-ass message the other day. I'm like. I'm talking about it's like hella messages of just him. Like he talking to himself. I'm like, bro, this girl got like magic, bro. Like,
damn, bro, you really just opened up a
whole can of worms. I need to investigate tonight.
We're
gonna have a conversation right now. I gotta talk to you.
I'm about to look up how to break the spell.
You trying to kill me? Oh, man.
It's over. Oh, my God, bro. Well, damn, Roy. Appreciate you for coming, my boy.
Also, I had to.
24 hours straight, still came to sit down with us, man.
Saying,
thank
I
you
know
so
your
much.
Ass is tired. Yeah. Bro. I didn't want to keep you here for too long.
You sure? I was excited, too, though. I mean, because, like, This cool, like, stuff like this.
Aside from the damn tires hitting your ass, bro.
I feel like I'm gonna be doing a lot more of this in the near future, I feel like.
Oh, for sure, bro.
I just feel like it's gonna happen.
That's why we had to hit you up first. You feel
me? Get you a little practice.
Just to say we was in the same room type shit. You feel me? Don't forget a nigga. That's all I'm saying. Just be like, hey.
Before we sign off and everything, just tell everybody where to follow you and how to find you.
Well, you follow me on Instagram at SmoothAssRoy, TikTok SmoothAssRoy, Facebook RoyVille, Twitter SmoothAssRoy.
And that's ASS, not as.
Oh yeah.
Not AS. Smooth ass.
Yeah. ASSRoy.
Are you really smooth? Is that why you say call yourself smooth ass,
Roy? Yeah, it's just a lot of. I can't even put it in words.
You used to be a dancer too, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to be dancing a lot too. Yeah, I used to be dancing.
You used to be hitting that hell too. Yeah, I think I seen one video you posted recently.
That video 8 years old.
Damn, it was 8?
Right there in front of the gate. Outside the gate. That was 2014.
Shit, I might put that in there. Okay. But again, bro, appreciate you for coming, my
bro. Oh, for sure.
But that is Listening to Millions, y'all. Y'all just sat down with us. Please don't forget to follow us. I'm at None Like Trey on everything. He's at Reacher_Millions on everything except for Twitch. It's ITZ Million.
Yes, sir.
Please like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. Come back for the next episode. We have plenty of content coming to you guys. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Listening to Millions on everything. And also, fuck with us on all the podcast sites like Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Pod. Just help us get out there, man. We just want to make some money off of this. But thank you so much for watching the video, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Music, entertainment, black culture, we're listening to.
And I'm counting every one of y'all until I get to a million.